This is the one that doesn't make sense, and I'm just going to cop to it because it's not exactly like, it's not, you know, like when you hear marquee location, destinations, right?
Is this the one you were asking me if I wanted to go to this season, and I said I would not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fayetteville.
No, thank you.
Fayetteville, y'all.
I would prefer not to.
Because if you don't know, they have a massive, massive statue paid for in part by Jerry Jones of, and here's where it gets topical.
I prefer the Texas A&M statue.
They call it a monument. I would call it an ode to feral hogs. It's a massive installment. Like it's 20 feet, it's 25 feet high at its tallest point and 50 feet wide. And it's called the Wild Band of Razorbacks. This is a visual medium. I can't really convey the splendor of this thing other than to say water features. Yes.
Wait, and the hog statue?
Yes. In the hog statue, there's water flowing.
What part of the hog is sprouting water?
Yeah, no, they're on rocks. So it's
it's not like, no, it's not like it's they're not like with little wings and bows and arrows.
Jerry Jones didn't say, I want water shooting out of every hole of that hog.
The hog's got weeping wounds.
They're crying tears of joy.
They have a stigmata hog?
Yeah.
Hogmata?
This here's a graven image. This isn't a statue.
Pigmata, it's right there. Shit.
While I do believe this is a noble reason to go to a game, I'm still not going.
I've
been banned from Hogville. I can't do it.
Did I tell you that there are like mood lights on it at night?
What moods?
Horny?
Is it designed to invoke?
Yeah, all of the moods of the Arkansas Razorback. Horny, desolate, horny and desolate.
Hang on while I
tired but still horny.
Tired but horny.
Hang on while I Google wedding photos taken in front of this statue.
Bloated and love. Horny?
Wait. There's a new hog statue in West Fayetteville?
Can I also give you this, that the name of the sculptor who did this is a noted sculptor of wildlife out of Montana whose name is Dick Idle.
So,
wow.
There's an entirely different.
That's the Washington Monument.
3,500 pound hog sculpture that was installed along a highway last summer?
Yeah.
And this is different from the one that you're talking about.
This is just...
There are just metal pigs.
Just porcine art breaking out all over. Who knew Arkansas was the hardest?
That thing looks like Sauron. Look at that shit.
It's got a blue eye. Man, this is fantastic. Yeah, this is...
It's on US 62 between Fayetteville and Farmington. It is 30 feet tall, which is taller than the statue of Abraham Lincoln at the Lincoln Memorial. Well, they've never been a fan of his. At about the same height as the Martin Luther King Jr. statue in Washington, D.C. Separate but equal. Well done, Arkansas.
This was the point at which I knew.
It's nicknamed the Dancing Boar. It stands vertically on its back legs with its hooves in the air.
Do you know what's the most disturbing thing about Razorback Stadium? It has multiple earnest Yelp reviews.
Oh no!
Yeah, like just a lot about like how the stadium, like how it had a lot of places to get food and drinks and water, and I had a good time. And like, this is very disconcerting. Why are multiple people leaving legit Yelp reviews for a stadium?
They did come up short, though, because this is a description from the WholeHogSports.com article that features a fantastic picture of Dick Idle.
Dick Idle?
Dick Idle. Which was, the monument will include a waterfall and vanishing pool, and water will shoot out 6 feet wide in some areas. Lights under the water will create illusions, Idle said. And the lights and audio can be synced with video boards and the audio system inside the stadium. Y'all, if you're going to go that far, just make it a showbiz pizza. Just make the hogs' mouths move.
Okay, I would show up for that.
So they can sing along with whatever they're playing in the stadium.
What are they playing in the stadium?
I was thinking Flo Rida.
I was going to say Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck
covered by Flo Rida.
You know Jerry Jones asked for that too, right?
He's like,
can you make it sing Thunderstruck? Song gets me amped.
Song gets me desolate and horny.
Desolate, horny, and amped. That's Pete Razorback.